Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. It's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a pre-recorded Hollywood movie trailer-style video announced this morning. Although a few Democrats have announced their run too, no debates are scheduled between Democrat candidates. Over on the GOP side, former President Trump was the first to jump in, with over 1,800 registered voters asked a week ago by a Harvard Caps Harris poll. They said they favor Trump over Biden 45% to 40%. Jim McLaughlin, partner at McLaughlin & Associates on Fox News, explains why he thinks the numbers are leaning this way.
And the main reason for Donald Trump's surge over the last couple months, he's talking issues. And when people see in hindsight, they look at those issues that they care about, they're saying, I was doing a lot better when Donald Trump was president versus Joe Biden.
Families with children, the elderly, and people with medical conditions will be prioritized on Royal Air Force flights leaving from an airfield near the capital of Khartoum today. UK officials says it started contacting British nationals in Sudan. Around 4,000 UK citizens are thought to be in Sudan, and 2,000 of them have already requested help. Rival military factions agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire starting at midnight last night local time. That seems to be holding. At least 400 people have been killed in fighting since April 15th. President Biden honored the nation's teachers at the White House yesterday.
The president, joined by the First Lady and Secretary of Education, hosted the 2023 Teachers of the Year, who represented every state and U.S. territory.
You teachers hold the kite strings and lift our national ambitions aloft. You really do. Just imagine if we didn't have great teachers in this country.
Biden also took the opportunity to call for gun safety legislation, saying teaching should not be a life-threatening job. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A couple TV network talking heads got the axe yesterday from their employers.
Two major commentators are out of their respective networks in a huge shakeup Monday. First, Fox News made this announcement.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
Then just minutes later, Don Lemon tweeted that CNN was terminating him. Tucker Carlson was Fox News' top-rated host with an audience of over 3 million viewers per night. Lemon has come under fire recently for comments many viewed as sexist. I'm Skip Kelly.
ESPN's Adam Schefter says it's officially official. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the New York Jets. The biggest trade of the NFL offseason went down with the Jets, sending their 2023 first-round pick, second-round pick, sixth-round pick, and a conditional 2024 second-round pick to Green Bay in exchange for Rodgers. Back at the start of the new year, USA officials convinced Ukrainian commanders to hold fire on plans for a counterstrike to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion.
A report from the Washington Post cites leaked NATO documents that turned up since February. Ukraine's intelligence service was preparing for mass strikes on the anniversary, according to a National Security Agency report in the leaks. American officials were reportedly worried about escalating the war, and Ukraine called off the planned strike. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening as we get this Tuesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, Joe Biden made it official. Yes, he's going to be running for re-election in 2024. And the attacks on conservatism and our First Amendment right continue. It is in full swing. Jason Fick is with us right now. He's the founder and social media Freedom Foundation. Jason, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this conversation. We're going to talk about Section 230 because, you know, that continues to unfold, especially in light of all the pressure against our First Amendment right, the way, you know, certain parts of the country are being canceled. And this is the frontier. I mean, this is what we've got to fight for here. I say the frontier because it's almost like deja vu once again. You know, we thought we were secure with our First Amendment rights, our Bill of Rights. But, you know, with the left, you know, exercising all their power that they can, they're infringing on our Constitution. It's almost like they just want to flat out ignore it.
It's seemingly so. One thing that I like to say is that you know, our First Amendment rights don't end where the internet begins. But as of late, you know, that's seemingly what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you see happening here, Jason? I mean, look at, the whole internet has just, it just requires, I believe, incredible reform to bring it in alignment with our U.S. Constitution. And this was clearly denoted and demonstrated by the social media platforms, I'd say, in the 2020 election, and more so throughout COVID.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. As you know, and some may not know of your audience, I have been working on the Section 230 problem now for 7 years. It has been a pervasive problem, and it is entirely misunderstood. And there's a reason for that, because these companies are trying desperately to keep people in the dark as to how everything should work. And when I say should, it is not currently working the correct way. What I mean by that is that you hear a lot of times that it needs to be repealed and that these companies are allowed to do anything they want. They have a First Amendment right. All of these different talking points are meant to confuse everyone. Here is the simplicity of it. In 1996, they drafted a law that had two elements to it. The first element was that they were not supposed to be treated as someone else. The second element was that when they do actually engage in any kind of content moderation, they are limited in the scope of what they can do to restricting materials that are specifically supposed to be offensive. That is not at all what has transpired in the courts. The courts took what was essentially a simple, easy to understand law, and they turned it, they based it on what they believed was policy and purpose rather than implementing it the way that it's physically written. That's a problem. When the courts are legislating from the bench and not doing what the legislature says, the point that I'm trying to make here is that the law is not wrong. The law is actually not even broken. It is the courts that deviated from what the law says, and we have, for the past 5 years, trying to get them to just do, you know, essentially implement it the way it's written, apply it as it says. So I would disagree that it needs massive reform. It just needs to be implemented and applied the correct way.
Well, I guess not to split hairs here, I think we both agree that something needs to be done. Now, reform, I'm not sure if I said massive reform or not. If I did, I may have overspoken on that. But regardless, I mean, I think we both, you and I, want the same thing. We want this thing to operate in the spirit in which it was intended, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It is exactly that. We want it to be a fair playing field where these companies have some authority to restrict bad content, but not all content. That gets into the ridiculous realm of infringing upon free speech.
Yes. Now, when you say bad content, all right, let's break that down. What do you recognize as bad content?
Well, see, here's the thing. It shouldn't be about what I recognize or even what the companies recognize. There's a list that's in the actual statute itself. So in the law, it lists lewd, lascivious, excessively violent, harassing, or otherwise objectionable. And the term otherwise objectionable turned into this just anything they want to be objectionable. Mm-hmm. But that's really not the way a law is written. Otherwise objectionable would be something that is lewd, lascivious, excessively violent. Okay? Those terms are things that the government recognizes as being harmful, right? So, because there are not all categories of speech are allowed. There are ones that are threats and violence and so forth. Those categories should be able to be taken down. They've just turned it into anything they choose.
And being moderated by a limited number of people, by the way, right?
Well, ironically, not only just a limited number of people, a limited number of people that are influenced by the same government that grants them the protections to do so. That's a problem because the government is essentially saying, hey, we would like you to voluntarily look at this. You know, they sort of put quotes around that and say voluntarily, but it's really not. It's influenced. Mm-hmm. It's coerced because they themselves have the power to remove those protections. And oftentimes we've watched, they actually openly threaten it publicly. If you don't, if you don't restrict more, we'll take your protections away from you.
Well, Jason, we found out in the 2020 elections, going back here for just a moment, and saw what happened with the interference with the election and conversations, emails revealed between the FBI, the CIA, and the social media platforms. What's going to happen here? I mean, because this is something that is innate to the FBI and CIA. They've done this in other countries, and now what they've done in other countries, they're able to do here. So what's our remedy?
Well, there's a couple different paths that are being taken. For example, Missouri versus Biden is an incredibly important lawsuit. They circumvented the whole Section 230 protections, and they've gone directly from the states at Biden to find out exactly what the influence of government is in our social media companies. Separate of that, what is not really public knowledge for whatever reason, because of course, you know, we can't get word out because the way you do that is on social media. We have what's called a constitutional challenge. Essentially, we're suing the United States government itself for denying people of their First Amendment and Fifth Amendment due process rights. The reason for that is that we're suing the law, saying essentially that Section 230 is, by its very definition, state action. We go back and forth all the time about whether or not it is state action. That would be the cooperation between the government and these private entities. But we're saying that it exists within the statute itself because, inherently, if they're seeking the protection of government, they had to have done voluntarily what the government asked them to do, which they say is these outside sources, but it's not. It's to block and screen offensive material.
They're pretty sneaky, aren't they?
they are pretty sneaky. They want to get this, you know, snuck through so that they can suppress speech.
And that's really the bottom line that you have to look at. I mean, we've been saying consistently here recently, Jason, is that with all these laws and anything that comes across, we must first ask, does it add or take away from our liberty? And this is another one of those issues that you put liberty through the filter. You put that up front and say, does it pass the liberty test? And clearly it doesn't, right?
That is true. That first and foremost, it has to comport with the Constitution of the United States. And this law
Let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Jason Fick after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In Kosovo and the surrounding regions, many are still working to recover after their lives and livelihoods were impacted by COVID-19. Unfortunately, this means that Christians who are looking to spread the gospel have had a hard time trying to get out and share the good news. Despite the potential hardships that people in the region might be dealing with, the urgency to spread the gospel is still there. One of the Tide Ministry partners on the ground has been fighting against a troubled economy and spiritual decay, yet still managed to raise the funds for a new church building, an answer to a 15-year-old prayer. We are keeping our partners like this in our prayers and redoubling our resolve to continue spreading the gospel. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Precious Nation Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're continuing our conversation with Jason Fick. Jason is the founder of Social Media Freedom Foundation. As we talked before, Jason is very experienced in the whole social media platform. He's been doing a deep dive on this for, you know, 7+ years. So he's probably forgotten more than we'll ever learn. And so what we're trying to do is get the social media Yoda here to help break it down for us so that we clearly understand, the nuances of this, that it's much simpler than you expect. I mean, just to give you an idea, at the height of his social media career, his audience had grown to over 38 million followers, only to have them unlawfully stripped away by Facebook's community double standards. Okay, so, and that in itself is a whole story. So he's gone through all the deep, heavy headwinds and waters of social media and what Section 230 is all about. Jason, again, I'm grateful and our audience is grateful to have you on to help us understand just how critical Section 230 is and how it bodes going forward as it relates to our First Amendment rights.
So it's definitely... most likely, I would say, is the most important law that we have to fix right now, period. Because free speech on the internet will hinge on whether or not we can get this implemented correctly.
Now, you said fix, but you in the previous segment, you said the law is there. Maybe it's the interpretation that needs to be fixed. Is that what you mean? I'm only trying
correct.
To correct myself because I think I misspoke and I want to make sure our audience is tracking. So the law is solid. It's the interpretation as determined by the Court of Appeals, right?
Correct. And to dispel a couple myths, for example, like they say that it's outdated. It is not outdated. It's just like the Constitution. It's mm-hmm. fundamental principles that have been deviated from. Essentially, it is not the law that's the mistake. It is the implementation and the application of it. So, mm-hmm. so instead of it doing what it's supposed to do, it does something completely different. And that fault falls squarely on the courts. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my opponents say, well, you've lost everywhere and so on and so forth. Well, that's because the California courts simply won't fix it. They won't do the job. They don't address anything we say.
Mm-hmm.
See, how do you fix it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the problem whenever you get politics involved, because this is politically driven, is it not? The bottom line?
It appears to be either politically or financially. Our first district judge retired with millions in tech stock. And the question there is that was he protecting big tech?
Yeah,
I mean, that is legitimately what we're up against, is the judges that where you say a very simple statement and either they're completely ignorant or they're ignoring it, because there are fundamental things, and I think that this is something that we should bring up. For example, if I were to say to you that you cannot be treated as someone else, and you then convert that into you cannot be treated as yourself, that's a huge difference, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Because you would not be responsible for what someone else did in one circumstance, and then the other circumstances, you were literally immune from everything. Mm-hmm. You have super immunity, right?
Yes, right.
Well, that right there hinges on one word in the statute that we found it. We identified what the courts were doing, and they changed what is called a definite article, the, mm-hmm. into an indefinite article, a, which then changed who they can or cannot be treated as. That's a massive difference, yet the statute says what it says, and we've been asking for years for the courts to just do what it says.
Yes, exactly.
That's a strange thing that they won't fix that.
We've got about 5 minutes left here, Jason. I wanted to address the other point of confusion is, what is a publisher, and what does that mean?
Well, that's just it, is that it doesn't matter. That's the irony here, is they keep saying you cannot treat them as a publisher in the general sense, but the statute does not say that. The statute says that no provider or user, so the service provider, cannot be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So in that circumstance, the publisher or speaker is the known publisher
mm-hmm.
who did the content provision, someone else. If you change that to a publisher, that's why they're chasing down essentially a dog that doesn't exist. It has nothing to do with what a publisher does. It depends on who it is. Mm-hmm. That simple fix would fix 95% of the problem overnight. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court denied our cert only what, 2.5 weeks ago.
Wow. So you get that cleared up and help our audience understand the nuanced difference between the and I think you've addressed that, but again, I want to clarify that point. Go ahead.
It goes from not being able to be treated as someone else, the publisher or speaker of someone else's information, mm-hmm. to that you cannot be treated as yourself, as an undefined publisher, meaning you just can't be treated as yourself no matter what you do publishing. Well, that means that you're protected from the actions of another, converts to you're protected from your own actions. And that's wrong. Mm-hmm. It is very clear that you cannot be treated as someone else, but yet the courts in their application have applied it that in my circumstance, I was the publisher of my content, and the courts determined that I could not treat Facebook as Facebook for Facebook's own actions.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the law says.
This is maybe a little bit different, but it might have some application here, Jason, because the Fox Dominion lawsuit just came out. Are there similarities there?
I don't believe so. I do know that, you know, what all happened, but that is effectively Dominion and Fox came to a settlement because Fox said what it said. It is a publisher. It is the content provider. And that's the mistake, is because everybody thinks it's about the publisher issue. It's not. It's who provided the content. So if the content is entirely provided by someone, they can be held liable for it. But the question is what happens if they're responsible even in part for the content provision, meaning they amplify it or they recommend it, which is, of course, what they're dealing with Gonzalez versus Google. Mm-hmm. If they do that, they are a content provider as well and should be held accountable for their conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is mistaking that with content. Their conduct is liable. The content, they cannot be treated as the one who spoke the content, but their conduct in handling it after the fact, manipulation, development,
mm-hmm.
they should be responsible for that. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to do with Section 230, with what happened with Fox.
Mm-hmm.
But it is in that sense that they are the content providers.
Yes.
Fox said what it said. They mm-hmm. came to a settlement, and that's what happened.
Right. Along a similar line, for example, with COVID, you know, we're finding out, some dangers that we have been reporting on almost from day one, but we were regarded as conspirators. We were canceled, taken off of social media platforms, time and again, only trying to, educate the public to say this is what's happening at the ground floor level. What about those people, anybody from, TV outlets, personalities, celebrities, movie stars, go down the list that, that supported something that has proven to be injurious?
Well, that actually makes a really good interesting point here. So, yes, there were a lot of people that were essentially providing their own information, right? They were out there saying what they believe. But mm-hmm. the social media companies, they believe one side, right? So they chose to develop one perspective over another. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
That statement?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if they chose to develop one idea over another, well, if there was, it literally says in the statute itself, it says that any person or entity responsible in whole or even in part, so even minimally, for the creation or development of any information provided online. And the point there is that if they are developing one idea, especially by deliberate effort over time,
mm-hmm.
they are content providers in part.
Yes.
Think of it like this. This is the best analogy I've ever used. A block of marble, right? Big block of marble. If you wanted to develop a statue, right? You wanted to chip away at it. You would remove everything you don't want, but you would neither create the marble that's left with the statue. You would only develop the statue within. The marble already existed. So that's the point here, is it is not about about creating information, bringing it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the manipulation through the removal
of
everything else.
Jason Fick, thank you.
Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family, so mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd, and visit Amazon.com/Pet Day to shop.
USA News Update. It's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a video announcement this morning. President Biden will be talking at the Washington Hilton today at roughly 12:30 p.m. Eastern. The White House says the discussion will include Biden's Investing in America agenda and how it's bringing back manufacturing, rebuilding the middle class, and creating good-paying union jobs. Later, the President, the First Lady, and President Yoon and Mrs. Kim of the Republic of Korea will visit the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. As lawmakers in the Montana legislature stopped Representative Zoe Zephyr from participating in a debate regarding underage children and sex changes, her supporters last night interrupted proceedings for about a half hour in the House by chanting, "Let her speak." Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now the quarterback for the NFL's New York Jets. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Jeff Kemp. Yes, my good friend is back with us to talk about families under attack. Fathers are the target, no less. You know, we understand from God's word that the enemy knows if they tie up the strong man, in this case the fathers and the family, God's critical element for a free and vibrant society will collapse. But understand this, we can have hope because this is something that God himself has sanctified. He has established, this is God's infrastructure for society and for a righteous world. We understand we're a fallen world right now, but nonetheless, if God's basic infrastructure was not in place, Jeff Kemp, it would be absolute madness, wouldn't it?
Boy, if there wasn't the presence of God's love and people following his design, we would eat each other up. The Bible says if you keep on attacking and critiquing and biting and devouring each other, which is what selfishness and pride and human philosophy creates, then you will consume yourselves. And the good news, as you said, is that God's design of the authority of a family, a marriage, a father in the life of his children, a mom and dad working together to raise their children, a church, a community of people around you, and government ordained by God, where the rights come from God, and he is the authority, not the government, and yet people are to respect it because he puts authority in our place. We would have chaos. And yet, you know, we see more chaos ensuing, more challenges. I think at the end of this show today, where you and I are talking about the importance of dads, the importance of the father, even though we see so many fathers missing and so many people have grown up without their dad, some dads are AWOL, as you said, Satan attacks marriage and he attacks fatherhood. The good news is there is a perfect father that has come in Jesus to build a bridge back to him, and he'll adopt any person who humbles himself and hears the call of God to come be my son, be my daughter, accept Christ as your Savior, come into my family, God says. The fatherhood is what God calls himself, and as you said at the start of the show, he builds society on the principle of the family with the father playing his responsible role.
It's from the father, Jeff, that we get our identity. You and I talked about this. So it was probably one of the first conversations we had about where do you get your identity. And there is a reason why the father, and there's been this epidemic of fatherlessness going on. And as a result, chaos has been ensuing, lawlessness, all the mal effects of when we choose to do it our way and not to do it God's way. But the good news, as you say here, and this is what we need to hold to, is that God is the ultimate authority. And he's also the forgiver. He is the one who extends grace and says, look it, come home to me. Come home, and I will forgive your sins. I've already paid the price. It's already done. So your debt's paid. So come back and live the life that I always intended you to live. This can change. There can be a renewal on the face of this planet, because it's not just fatherlessness in America. This is a universal disease, is it not?
It is. In America, 43% of kids grow up without their biological dad. In some nations, it's worse than that. In Africa, many nations, partly due to disease and some because of cultural habits that don't honor monogamous marriage and the responsibility of the father to their child, this problem exists. I know in much of Eastern Europe, sometimes the dad may be, quote, in the home, but has never learned what the role of a father is. And there's an abusiveness, a harshness, a coldness. And in fact, there's a man that gave his life to discipling Eastern Europeans, helping Christian people in Eastern European and Soviet bloc nations learn that Father God is a good term. Because a lot of people have such a bad experience with their father. They think of God as a mean, angry, scary, distant, abusive father. It makes it hard to grow in the faith when you don't see God accurately. And he Dave Patty's this gentleman's name, and he wrote a wonderful book, Father God, Daring to Draw Near. I read it 3 years ago, and it was transformative in my life of building a closer, intimate relationship with Abba Father as my dad. But Dave drew this picture of a heart, and he said that every person has some needs that must be filled, and only one person can fill it, and it's God. And these are the gifts that God fills our hearts with in four different quadrants. Our identity, you're either a son or a daughter of God because of Jesus, adopted. Love, Jesus was called the beloved son. We, because God poured out his love through Jesus, we are unconditionally loved. God demonstrated his love for us by giving Jesus while we are sinners. Love, the third thing he gives us is delight, pleasure, and approval. The Father took delight in Jesus. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And he's well pleased with you and me when we receive Jesus, because we get credit for his righteousness. And even though you think, oh, I'm junk, I can never be forgiven, I can never be restored, I'm not going to be good, God made you. He doesn't make junk.
Yeah.
We went off track, yes, way off track, but Jesus has corrected that. So he takes delight and he gives us his gift of his pleasure in us. And then finally, we have a place in his family, a place in eternity, a place in his home in heaven, a purpose as an ambassador for God's love here and now. And that gift of our identity as a son or daughter, love, pleasure and delight, and a place and a purpose, that makes us a purpose, a purpose living on purpose with a destiny.
Exactly.
You talked about today everyone's attacking identity. It's the confusion of the era. And we need to go back to the Father, be refathered, find our identity in Him, and that changed the way we live. As single men, single women, married women, fathers and mothers, grandparents.
There's something that is so, you know, authority-wise significant in the Father. I mean, if you remember at one point, somebody had used the term Father in a way that Jesus corrected him very quickly. He says, there's only one Father, and that's your Father in heaven. I mean, that name, Father, is specifically reserved for God Almighty. And, you know, and I found that to be very interesting in my own life, you know, being raised Catholic, because we refer to priests as Father. And that has really, because of what Jesus said, that causes me to pause quite often, that I cannot just refer to a priest as Father because of what Jesus said. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think what Jesus did so often is he took a word that we use flippantly, carelessly, or with an uninformed awareness, and he elevated that word to what it truly was meant to be in perfection. And God, the Father, is the originator of everything.
Right.
He is the source. And when he said, there is no good one but God, only God is good, God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And the Father principle is how he laid out his kingdom here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we're in trouble when we call a father, a priest, a father. But if we wrap up and think that he is my authority, versus the Father in heaven is the authority who works through a pastor or a priest, that is where we get confusing. We need to look through any institution on earth back to the source.
Yeah, exactly.
The source is Abba Father.
And you think about that, Jeff, is that our Father here on earth is a representation of our Father in heaven, should be, right? Where we draw our identity, we get our love, we get delight on this earthly plane, you know, and with that, we're able to live with a purpose, because this is what our fathers on earth, if they're connected with God, how they're inspired to raise us, right? We got to leave it right there. Until next week, Jeff. Thank you, buddy.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know, I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
A few minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. It's also great to have from Sam's Corner, the one and only, the good news girl, Samantha Mao is going to be joining us on all these great stories, by the way. Sometimes we don't get a chance to get to them all. There's just so many. And they're all there. I mean, archived for you right there at BillMartinezShow.com. Just go to Sam's Corner. And it's a little bit like, you know, I've said before, it's kind of like, you know, reading your high school annual. You ever read your high school annual like, 10, 20 years down the road or something like that, and you go, wow, I wasn't quite the jerk that I thought I was, huh? She joins us now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing terrific. Do you ever have those moments where you go, hey, I'm going to check my high school annual and just see how wonderful I was and how these people, said all these nice things about me?
You know, I need to go back and check it. I have not checked my high school annual in a long time. And this year I've officially been graduated for 20 years, which kind of blows my mind, so...
Wow.
It's a good time to check it.
Well, see, just think, when you go for your high school reunion, your 20-year high school, and you got a baby to show off now and all this good stuff. I mean, hey, how much fun is that? But, yeah, it's neat. And I think it's bittersweet at times because you think of these people that you spent 4 years with in some cases, you know, 4 years going to school. Some, you know, if you transferred together from elementary school, it could be longer than that, involved in, you know, sports, extracurricular activities and what have you. And here we are, you know, in life, and there's very few friends that I've held on over the years. I mean, one of my longest running friends is my personal doctor, and he and I mean, gosh, we've known each other for about 60 years, you know, and he's one of the few. I mean, there's a handful of people like that, but yet there are others that I go back during my life that I think, wow, I wonder what happened. I wish I was still, you know, connected with them, because they did contribute to varying chapters of my life, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, actually, my best friend from high school still listens to me every week on your show, so she might be listening.
Well, give her a shout out. What's her name?
Her name's Rachel Sott.
Hey, Rachel, we're shouting out to you, honey. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if I mess up, Sam never messes up, but if I mess up, just tell Sam and she'll tell it. She tells me because she knows how to, you know, be critical of me in a very such a nice way.
Oh, you don't mess up. That's okay.
Oh.
But yeah, I think that it's been really beneficial to have the technology and stuff that we have, because we can still talk all the time, like through social media or texting or phone calls or anything like that. It just really helps make a difference in your ability to feel close. So I've gotten to have the same friends for, you know, decades.
How cool is that?
We're spread around the country. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Speaking of people messing up, you've got a guy who spends nearly three decades in prison. And he was wrongfully convicted, and he meets up with his longtime pen pal. Speaking of, technology, but this is kind of a little bit old school, having a longtime pen pal, right?
That's right. So Lamar Johnson, and he was convicted of a murder back in 1995, and he always said he didn't do it. And, you know, he was reaching out looking for people to write to when Jenny Trappins, her minister, actually got a letter from him, and he was just, Lamar was just looking for anybody that would write back.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine how he was feeling, at that time. Like, I think being put in prison, like wrongfully accused and put in prison for something like that, especially for the sentence he must have gotten, it has to be one of the worst feelings.
Well, he's lucky he didn't get executed.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Right?
You know, yeah, absolutely. And, anyway, so they started writing back and forth, and 28 years later, he'd always said, I didn't commit this murder, and 28 years later, his conviction was actually overturned. So on Valentine's Day of this year, he's released from the prison at 49 years old, and then he meets her for the first time, and it's quite a touching moment. And, you just think about all those years, you wonder, like, did she believe him? Did she help advocate for him? I'd be so interested to know more of the story, because, you always hear people say that the people in prison are saying that I'm innocent, and this guy really was, and it just, that is terrifying to me, the idea of anybody being able to possibly be wrongly convicted. That is so scary.
Exactly.
I'm so glad he's out now.
Well, but thank God. And how do you redeem three decades like that? I mean, and hopefully he is a man of faith, because the one who can redeem that time is God Almighty himself. And there's,
right.
You know, something, I believe, something good after all is said and done. I mean, this is kind of like a cherry on top, that you connect with somebody who has been so faithful all these years as a pen pal. And in encouraging him and that, and, is there any relationship beyond that that's in the offing here, Sam? I mean, or is this just, somebody just being, being nice, being, compassionate toward a fellow human being?
Well, I think, they corresponded constantly for over 20 years. And wow. So I think they're just very good friends. It's amazing. He was exonerated. He helped get exonerated by the Midwest Innocent Project, and they got the real killer to confess, which is part of how he ended up getting released, which, you always wonder, like, don't people feel guilty? Like, if you've already done something as horrific as murder, then you see somebody else go away for the crime. It's just, they got somebody to confess, and then you're like, is that the only way that he got out? He's innocent. Oh my gosh. It's just, I'm so thankful for organizations like that who go around and try to make sure.
Like that in itself is a miracle, isn't it? I mean, nothing short of, I would think. Speaking of which, you got a 10-year-old Iowa girl who saves her 7-year-old sister and herself from a fire that destroyed their home, right?
That's right. So Rosalind Castro, she was home alone with her 7-year-old sister, and she noticed some fire outside of their home in West Des Moines. And her mom, you think about, what is a 10-year-old doing at home with a 7-year-old? Well, her mom is, she's on her way to drop off the 3-month-old and 4-year-old at daycare. And she comes back and she sees her home engulfed in flames. And I just, this is a very responsible young girl. I just can't imagine how cool her mom's hands are.
Wow.
And she comes back, and when her mom first sees the house, she thinks, she doesn't know her daughters are out. She's just like, oh my God, what's happening? Are they, are they going to be okay? And then she finds out that her 10-year-old was alert enough and present of mind enough to get her little sister out of there. She went and got help fast enough. She didn't go get the dog herself, but she got help fast enough that when the firefighters got there, that they were able to get rescue the dog too. And, you know, now the family has had a GoFundMe campaign created and their home was destroyed, but they're okay. And that's all, you know, that's all that matters. I'm just thankful, you know, there weren't more people there at the time. And that Rosalind was so observant, you know, like she said, she was taught in school what to do in case of a fire. And she followed us.
She paid attention, right?
That's
thank God for that. I mean, again, you know, you have little kids like this, and you go, what are they going to be like 20 years from now, right? You know, this kind of instinct, you just can't wait, because you know this young girl is going to be a quality individual and a special contributor to her family and society. This next story reminds me of the little old lady from Pasadena. This is the little old granny from driving a fast car in Pasadena. Now it's a bus driver, and she's had it with unruly kids, right?
That's right. So actually, she ended up going viral. This is good. In Ohio, a former bus driver, her name's Jackie Miller, and she went viral for shouting at a group of students. I always thought bus drivers must have, you know, I was fortunate enough I didn't ride on the bus to school. I had my mom drive me, but I know that those bus drivers and those students, that's a long way to go, and it's early in the day, and then it's after school, and it's just a lot of stuff. And when students are unruly, I can't imagine how difficult it is for her to safely do her job. And she ended up going viral for shouting at a group of unruly students. And she ends up, you know, she ends up deciding she's going to retire early. And when people find out what she did, they actually had such sympathy for her. So far, over $116,000 has been raised.
Oh, wow.
You know, so you wouldn't usually think of a video of an adult yelling at children is going to end up having that kind of effect. And I think people really sympathize. I know that around here, we had a very hard time finding people to be bus drivers and to take that job. It's a difficult and challenging position from anything I've ever heard. And
some of the kids today, it's incredible. You see videos of kids knocking teachers out, getting in altercations in school and in a bus situation when you're traveling and you got all those kids and kids are unruly. I mean, they're not, you know, they start misbehaving. I mean, that is just, that would be too much, I would think, for any human being to handle. And you hear some of these stories for these bus drivers for all that they put up with, you know, from these, you know, just disobedient and bratty kids. I mean, we have got to, as a society, we've got to put an end to this, you know. And I guess maybe what you do is just say, okay, we're going to park the buses and let the kids walk, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, or, you know, you like I would suggest their parents, if their parents are not going to make sure their kids are responsible enough to, and you know, the problem is a lot of times it's not like, I would say it's not all the children.
No,
you know,
that's
just have a handful.
Right. Yeah. But certainly the ones you can single out, heck yeah. I mean, that's it. Give them a pass so they don't have to deal with this anymore. A couple of stories we're not going to be able to get to, as I mentioned. Go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezShow.com. You can read about a Pennsylvania 9-year-old that becomes one of the youngest high school graduates. 9 years graduating. Wow.
Isn't that
and,
amazing?
Yeah, that is a charity that abolishes medical debt. Huh? How cool is that? And then you got a grocery store manager that honors a 30-year employee for helping a coworker in need. I'll tell you, there's a lot to be hopeful about and a lot to be encouraged by because, you know, there's great people here that we share space with. We just don't necessarily hear about it all the time. But this is why we're grateful for Samantha Mao coming on and reminding us. Sam, thank you so much. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I